something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Authority in the Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's a consciousness that God wants us to have. Think about it. You think Jesus died for nothing? I am a firm believer in the fact that Jesus Christ came to this world and that he died for me. And that he was the Son of God in truth. And that he gave himself for me on the cross. And that he died as my Savior. And that God raised him from the dead to give me a new life. And if he would come and do all of that, he couldn't have done it for nothing. I'm going to live my life to show that what he did was not for nothing. It was not for nothing. I'll never be defeated in this world. Never. The man died for me. Don't you know who he is? He's the creator of the whole world. The maker of all things. The Bible says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He says, we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality. Hallelujah. The man died for me. Why would I be defeated again? The man died for me. I'll never be weak. That man died for me. Hallelujah. That's why I want to preach it everywhere. I want to tell everybody, Jesus died for you and God raised him up to give you a new life. Never suffer again, except by choice. Glory to God. I'll never let sickness ravage my body.
Never.
Because the man died for me. He gave up everything for me. He thought I was valuable. He thought so. He thought I was important. And so he came. Why would I live an unhappy life? He thought I was important to the Father. So he came for me. And forever, I'll show my gratefulness by living to his dream. Yes. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
That's the way to show your gratefulness. Live to his dream. Refuse to be defeated by the devil and kicked around by the devil. Refuse. We are the seed of Abraham. And I'm going to make Papa Abraham happy. The Bible says he shall see us. Look at, you remember what Isaiah the prophet said? He says he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. That means he will prolong his days through his seed. And we are the seed of Jesus Christ. So he prolongs his days through us. The Bible says his righteous servant was cut off because of the sins of many. But that's where they thought he ended. But after that, he sees his seed and prolongs his days after he had been cut off. He prolongs his days through me. So when I show up, Jesus shows up. The world thought they were through with him. But then came Pastor Chris. Yeah. Mention your name and say, then came John, Emmanuel, whatever. Yeah. Glory, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down. We are shaking up this world. Shaking up this world. Bontakabarabadi.
Shake it up.
Yeah. And you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, that's a manner of life, in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God. Oh, hallelujah. Mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together.
He did.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
He raised us up together with Christ. When he was raised from the dead, God had me in mind. He had you in mind. We were raised together with him. Then it says, even when we were dead in sins, had raised us up, made us alive together, quickened us together with Christ. By grace he has saved. And had raised us up together. And, did you see that? And made us sit together. Where? You know, when we sing that song, I hope we'll get some time to sing it. May we be a shining light to the nations. May your kingdom come to the nations. And then it goes, may your kingdom come in us. In us. I think about it. I think of the whole world. The kingdom is at work in me. When I show up, the kingdom shows up. Hey. Wow. Nothing that we cannot do. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18. We're changing things everywhere. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18. Read verse 19. Glory to God. Read it for me. 1, 2, go.
Yes.
Who is talking?
Jesus.
The master himself.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Show, wow. My. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I said he's talking about the smallest church. The smallest church is the church with two or three members. It doesn't get smaller than that. What the smallest church can do in the city. You're hearing something, aren't you? We are going to put this to work. You see, he says to pray, to praise God with understanding. It's different from praising with the understanding. Praise with understanding. That means know what you are doing. If he wants you to praise with understanding, then he wants you to pray with understanding. Praying with the understanding means that you're praying through your mouth in the language that you understand. Praying with understanding means that you know what you're doing and you know how you're doing what you're doing. Now, when you have that knowledge of God in your spirit and something is happening, or you want something to happen, or you want something not to happen, however you want it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.